one thing immensely great that Buddha contributed is the relationship between breath and thought. He was the first man in the whole history of humanity who made it absolutely clear that breathing and thinking are deeply related. Breathing is the bodily part of thinking, and thinking is the psychological part of breathing. They are not separate. They are two aspects of the same coin. He is the first man who talks of body-mind as one unity. He talks for the first time about man as a psychosomatic phenomenon. He does not talk about body and mind. He talks about body-mind. They are not two. Hence, no end is needed to join them. They are already one. Body, mind. Not even a hyphen is needed. Body, mind is one phenomenon. And each body process has its counterpart in your psychology. And vice versa. You can watch it. You can try an experiment. Just stop your breathing for a moment. And you will be surprised. The moment you stop your breathing, your thinking stops. Or you can watch another thing. Whenever your thinking is going too fast, your breathing changes. For example, if you are full of sexual lust and your thinking is going too hot, your breathing will be different. It will not be rhythmic. It will lose its rhythm. It will be more chaotic. It will be unrhythmic. When you are angry, your breathing changes because your thinking has changed. When you are loving, your breathing changes because your thinking has changed. When you are peaceful, at ease, at home, relaxed, your breathing is different. When you are restless, worried, in turmoil, in anguish, your breathing is different. Just by watching your breath, you can know what kind of state is happening in your mind. Meditators come across a point when the mind really completely ceases, breathing also ceases. And then great fear arises. Don't be afraid. Many meditators have reported to me that we became very much afraid, very much frightened, because suddenly we became aware that the breathing has stopped. Naturally, one thinks that when breathing stops, death is close by. It is only a question of moments. You are dying. Breathing stops in death. Breathing also stops in deep meditation. Hence, deep meditation and death have one thing similar. In both, the breathing stops. Therefore, if a man knows meditation, he has also known death. That's why the meditator becomes free of the fear of death. He knows breathing can stop, and still he is. Breathing is not life. Life is far bigger a phenomenon. Breathing is only a connection with the body. The connection can be cut. That does not mean that life has ended. Life is still there. Life does not end just by the disappearance of breathing. Buddha says, watch your breathing. Leave it normal as it is. Sitting silently, watch your breath. You need not breathe deep. You don't change your breathing. You simply watch as it is. But you will be surprised by one thing. The moment you start watching, it changes. Because even the fact of watching is a change. And the breathing is no more the same. Slight changes in your consciousness immediately affect your breathing. You will be able to see it. Whenever you will watch, you will see your breathing has become a little deeper. But if it becomes on its own accord, it is okay. You are not to do it by your will. Watching your breath is slowly, slowly, you will be surprised that as your breath becomes calm and quiet, your mind also becomes calm and quiet. And watching the breath will make you capable of watching the mind. That is just the beginning. The first part of meditation, the physical part. And the second part is the psychological part. Then you can watch more subtle things in your mind, thoughts, desires, memories. And as you go deeper into watchfulness, a miracle starts happening. As you become watchful, less and less traffic happens in the mind. More and more quiet, silence. More and more silent spaces. More and more gaps and intervals. Moments pass and you don't come across a single thought. Slowly, slowly, minutes pass, hours pass, and there is a certain arithmetic in it. If you can remain for 48 minutes absolutely empty, that very day you will become enlightened. That very moment you will become enlightened. But it is not a question of your effort. Don't go on looking at the watch. Because each time you look, a thought has come. You have to again count from the very beginning. You are back to the zero. There is no need for you to watch. But this has been the experience in the East of all great meditators, that 48 minutes seems to be the ultimate point. If this much gap is possible, if for this much gap thinking stops and you remain alert with no thought crossing your mind, you are capable to receive God in. You have become the host, and the guest immediately comes.